What line will you be playing for, Godwin?
I'm going to win again today for line five.
Good morning. Who is this?
Yeah, I was looking to play Sporkle.
Yes. Who is this?
This is Rick.
Hold on, Rick. Galvin's playing for you. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is BJ.
Hello, BJ. You know what that stands for.
BJ.
I know, but I wanted to say BJ because it's sexier. Spanish is playing for you. Hold on. And Mike? Oh, I'll go line one. Hello, good morning.
How you doing?
What's your name, sir?
Dean.
Dean, I'm playing for you. Hold on. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Senor Papap is your backup judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're going to play Can You Name the Five-Letter Bands or Musicians by Their Songs.
All right.
So I have two songs. I just need the band.
Okay.
Okay, first one. Foolish Games, You Weren't Meant for Me. Five-Letter Bands or Musicians. Foolish Games, You
Jewel.
Weren't Meant for Me. Yes.
I'm singing the song.
Yeah.
Die Young, TikTok.
Kesha.
Kesha.
What'd you say?
Kesha.
Oh, okay.
With the dollar sign, I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. That's what I heard. Rolling in the Deep.
Adele.
Spanish. Wonderwall.
Oasis.
Mike Kelta. Out of the Dark. Rock Me, Amadeus?
Falco.
Yes.
Amadeus.
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 Amadeus. I don't know.
Yeah, of course you know.
Silly Love Songs, Band on the Run.
Wings.
Mike Kelta. Sharp Dressed Man.
ZZ Top.
Galvin. I Need a Doctor, Nothing But a G Thing.
Warren G.
I Need a Doctor, Nothing But a G Thing.
Snoop Dogg.
Dr. Dre.
Makes sense.
Five letters. And we're halfway there.
The score right now, I am in last with one. Galvin is in second with two. Michael, you are leading, but only by two with a total of four.
I'm like, it can't be Dr. Dre. And it's got doctor in the name, stupid.
Yep. All right. Smoke and Mirrors, Somebody That I Used to Know.
Gaudier.
Yes, Mike Kelta. Sexy and I Know It, Party Rock
LMFAO.
Anthem. Mike Kelta. Yeah, You Got It Bad.
Usher.
Yes, Spanish. Play That Song, Hey Soul Sister.
Train.
Mike. Under Pressure.
Queen.
Galvin. White Room.
Cream.
Yes, Galvin. And we're on the last three.
Oh, boy.
Score right now, I am still in last with two. Galvin is still in second, but now with four. Michael is still leading, but only by three with a total of seven.
Oh, rough.
Only by three.
There we go.
Okay. With Arms Wide Open.
Green.
Spanish.
You ruined it. Oh, this is the last three?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Barracuda.
Heart.
Yes. And the last one.
Oh, man, if you get this, it would have sucked. It would have been one.
It's going to be me.
NSYNC.
Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah. There you go. Who won?
This final score, I was last with four, Galvin five, Michael the champion.
Thank you.
With seven.
I'm well rested. That's why I can't take any credit. I had extra sleep today. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll give you an opportunity to win tickets to the freshly announced WWE SummerSlam Heatwave Tour.
We didn't announce it, though.
No, I announced it yesterday on social media. You should follow me.
I did. That's why I didn't say anything about it this morning.
No, not you. I mean, everybody should follow me. I'm breaking news all day. WWE's got a house show coming here in August, and I will have your tickets to give away leading up to SummerSlam. Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news today, we have Watch the Mummy Kill Your Daddy, Sexy Congressman, and UFC My Sexy Body.
Wow. Is this mummy movie with Tom Cruise coming out anything to do with the Brendan Fraser mummy movies? It is?
Yeah, I believe so, right?
I don't know, but it looks fantastic.
Quite the upgrade in actors.
Yeah.
It does not look fantastic. I think it doesn't look ridiculous.
I think it looks great. I saw the new trailer that came out where they describe a little bit more what happened.
It looks very Tom Cruise-y.
Yeah, and I love Tom Cruise. Yeah.
With the,
he's
I love Tom Cruise too.
I love
him. He's like, she takes over his body and all that.
So the way that it happens is, I guess they're transporting a mummy, like the tomb thing, whatever, and the plane crashes, and Tom Cruise lives because the mummy does something to him or whatever to make him
live.
He
can't escape. Yeah, I think it's gonna be fairly good for a
wrong
movie. Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like the kind of movie at this stage in the game that Tom Cruise makes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Mission Impossible.
I think he's trying hard to stay young. You know,
I'm sure it's gonna have running and fighting and stunts. Like it seems very Tom Cruise to me.
But he's like 50-something years old at this point. He should chill out and do.
He also played Jack Reacher, who is like a 20-something 6'7" guy.
I think he's ruining the movie.
Right? Yeah.
And I liked both the movies. I just think it becomes a bigger franchise with a different actor.
Yeah.
Although I do enjoy Tiny Tom Cruise beating everybody up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I get hit in the head with bats and still being like, no big deal.
Can I put this out there?
Sure.
Don't think I could fight Tom Cruise.
No, I don't.
I believe he has ridiculous training, and I believe that he is a legit fighter, and I don't think I could fight Tom
Cruise. Plus, he would punch you so hard in the face and then just go...
I'll break the bridge of that big-ass nose.
Jump up on the sofa.